Paper 7. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. Too much of a good thing. Hello, listeners. This is Bill Brown welcoming you to our weekly program, Let's Think About It. Today, we are going to talk about something most of us cannot imagine not carrying with us, our smartphones. I am happy to introduce Jill Rogers, who is here to make us aware of some negative aspects of using smartphones.
Good morning, Bill. I am very happy to be here and have a chance to talk to your listeners. Of course, cell phone technology has advanced so much that speaking on the phone has become just one of the things we do with our smartphones. We use apps like Waze to get from place to place. We keep in touch with others using WhatsApp. We rush to post pictures on Instagram, and much more. This has made smartphones an integral part of our lives, an electronic device we rely on more and more.
I'm sorry, Jill. All the apps you have just mentioned make our lives easier, don't they? I don't quite understand why you think smartphones can have a negative effect.
Well, let me explain. Some researchers claim that the use of Waze has changed the way we look at our surroundings. Today, it is much harder for young people to reach any new destination without using this app. Older people, who used maps when they were younger, can give directions or get somewhere more easily. Now, this might not seem important to you, but research shows that people who used to be taxi drivers years before the invention of Waze, or waitresses who had to remember which table ordered what when the restaurant was full, suffer less from memory problems as they get older.
So, if using Waze affects how well we remember things, maybe we should think twice before using it so much?
Absolutely. Now, another thing I want to point out is that the use of smartphones has a negative effect on the way people communicate. Instead of facing each other and looking into each other's eyes as they talk, people prefer to text message their friends and often use emoji, those smiley faces and other icons. These messages are not only shorter than face-to-face conversations, but are also less meaningful, since emoji cannot really convey deep thoughts or feelings. In addition, I must point out that the change in how people communicate is not only affecting teenagers and adults. When we look at how young children play, we see that some of them prefer to play on their own with digital gadgets rather than interacting with their friends. This really worries me, and I have my doubts whether these children will be able to form meaningful relationships when they grow up.
Yes, that is a serious cause for concern.
And finally, let's not forget that there are people today who show signs of being addicted to their smartphones. For example, there are people who cannot part with their smartphone even when watching a movie or a play. Another example is students who find it difficult to leave their phones in their school bags. Instead of concentrating on the lesson, they keep looking at the messages that they constantly get. This doesn't only harm their studies, but also disrupts the lesson by distracting the teacher and the other students as well. These are just two examples of how addictive smartphones can be. As with many new inventions, people tend to get carried away, so being aware of the negative effects can ensure that you enjoy the benefits smartphones offer without paying the price for misusing them.
I'm sorry to say that our time is up. Thank you, Jill, for coming to our show and making us look at smartphones in a more realistic way. Goodbye for now.